a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I have the pleasure of calling this meeting of Senate State Affairs to order this morning. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Senator Hansen?
Here.
Senator Heideprim?
Here.
Senator Knutson?
Here.
Senator Olson?
Here.
Senator Roden?
Here.
Senator Turbeck-Berry?
Here.
Senator Gray?
Here.
Senator Dempster?
Here.
8 members are present.
I believe we have
1
absent. We have minutes. Ask for a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We have a number of confirmations this morning, and we're also hearing a bill, House Bill 1049. We've got a couple members that won't be with us for the first 10 or 15 minutes of the meeting this morning, and they've asked me to move HB 1049 down on the agenda until they return because they want to be here for that bill hearing. As such, let's go right to the confirmations. Confirmations for the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. Do we have proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Senators. My name is Ron Wheeler. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority.
Welcome, Ron Wheeler.
Thank you very much. For the authority. Oh, thank you very much. Those members are, and I distributed brief biographies, and we thought you might want to see pictures of them as well, so you have pictures.
Now, Mr. Wheeler, I think what we'll do is we'd like to hear these individually.
Yes.
Okay.
And the first appointment made by the governor and up for your consideration is Dr. Ani Abrahamian, and she is a professor of experimental nuclear physics at the University of Notre Dame. She has been the chair of the Department of Physics. She served a stint as a program manager with the National Science Foundation. And as you know, going forward with both involvement from the DOE and the National Science Foundation for experiments and the creation of a national lab at Sanford, that she brings a wealth of experience, not just the knowledge of the science and the physics and the types of environmental and health and safety issues, but also the workings of the National Science Foundation, and working your way through the funding of federal agencies is sometimes very difficult. So we think she will add a wealth of experience and information for the board.
We have proponents. Proponents. Do we have opponents? Opponents. Close for committee discussion and interaction. Senator Knutson.
I would move that we recommend the advice and consent to the appointment of Dr. Opperman.
We have a motion, Senator Knutson.
Second.
We have a second, Senator Turbeck-Berry. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim?
Aye.
Senator Knutson?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Roden?
Aye.
Senator Turbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Senator Dempster?
Aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second appointment made by the governor and up for your consideration is Dr. Charles Schenck. Dr. Schenck served as director of Lawrence Berkeley National Lab for 15 years. He holds a PhD. Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, as you know, is a Department of Energy facility, so he's very, just as Dr. Abrahamian was familiar with the NSF, he brings a wealth of experience working with the Department of Energy and how they run their labs and how they do things, and so he will be a great addition to this. He also served 15 years as a director of 20 years at AT&T Bell Laboratory, so he's very distinguished. He sits on the board, advisory board for Fermilab in Chicago as well today.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Opponents? close for committee discussion and our action.
Move advice and consent.
We have a motion, Senator Turbak-Vary.
Second.
We have a second, Senator Roden. We have a motion. We have a second. There's a discussion. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidebrum.
Aye.
Senator Knutson.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbak-Vary.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The third appointment up for your consideration is Tom Adam. I think you, most of you would be familiar with Tom here from Peer. Tom has been a member, so this is a reappointment. I have to tell you, having worked with him for the past year and a half, that Tom has been an excellent board member for a number of reasons. He brings a very common, sensical, blunt legal approach to advice to the from the board perspective, but he also has got a long-standing history. He grew up in Lead. His family worked in the mine. He worked in the mine, so his heart is very much in this project, and he's been a wonderful board member. So I would certainly recommend that you confirm his appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Additional proponents, opponents, questions, members of the committee. Close for committee action and/or discussion. Senator Roden. Senator Gray motion. Second, Senator Olson. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidebrum.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbak-Vary.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The final reappointment for your consideration is Casey Peterson, who is currently serving as the chairman of the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. Many of you may know Casey, but Casey is a CPA from Rapid City. He brought a wonderful business perspective to the board, and certainly from an audit standpoint has been very helpful in making sure that our books, he gets rather microscopic in terms of looking at our books. But he's been a great member and a good counselor from my perspective, certainly. I'd also point out, as you consider this, that the preponderance of the board is South Dakota, so we have a nice blend of business, of a legal, predominantly South Dakota people, but then also two scientists, which you just recently confirmed. So it's a well-rounded board that's been a big help to me, so I would recommend a reappointment of Casey Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions, members of the committee? Close for committee action and or discussion.
Move by
Senator Roden.
Second.
Yeah, second. Senator Heidepin. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there additional discussion? Seeing none, ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidepin.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbak-Vary.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Wheeler, while we have you for just a couple of seconds, you all had a hearing or you had a session last night. We've got a couple of extra minutes because we're missing a couple of our members. I understand that your charge is simply to find all of the missing matter in the universe. Can you help us understand that?
No, actually, but conceptually, physics has changed a lot since I was in college, I can tell you that. As you heard, certainly, Senator, the two professors, Dr. Gateskill from Brown University and Dr. Schutt, who's from Case Western, are two of the, they've been in this for 20 years looking for dark matter. They are literally on the cutting edge of high energy particle physics today. They actually started their own collaboration, which involves 9 universities and about 50 PhDs from all over the country that are working on the Lux experiment, which is actually being assembled as we speak right now in Lead, South Dakota, in a facility that we created on the surface that will emulate the conditions and the size of the underground where it will be in the Davis Cavern. We expect that to go in and sometime in the fall this year, hopefully, for actually to place the detector. As a sideline, you notice I'm avoiding the dark matter question and talking a little bit about what we're doing. But we've been constructing underground now, just from an informational standpoint, blasting and excavating the Davis Cavern and accesses to that and a new clean room and laboratory for the past few months. We expect to continue doing that through the summer, and then we will outfit it. So nearly a mile underground, you will have a very clean laboratory space. And, of course, you will have to transition from a mine environment, if you will, through airlocks into filtered air and clean rooms and those things where these detectors and the counting will be actually placed. So it's a very exciting project. They tell me that ordinary matter that we see in the galaxy accounts for 5%, roughly, of the universe, of the matter that we think is there, based on the gravitational pull of galaxies and clusters of galaxies. And no one has seen the other 25% of what they purport to be dark matter, or matter that hasn't been seen. They call them WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles. And they expect to find them in a certain range. And what LUX is liquid underground xenon. And they're using xenon with cryogenic liquid nitrogen to cool it, shielding it. And because WIMPs, when they weakly interact, they basically only interact with the nucleus of other particles, not with the electrons. And so xenon closely has got a very big nucleus, essentially. And so their odds of actually getting a reaction from a dark matter particle with xenon is much greater, in their opinion. So that's as much as I know about it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you for bringing your time and your expertise and, quote, some of the most exciting scientific inquiry going on in the world today, unquote. So thank you for doing what you're
great.
Doing as
thank
well.
Thank you. Thank you all.
That then brings us to confirmations to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. First hearing is for Mark Roby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Mark Merchant, and we will discuss with you the members that the governor has appointed.
Welcome, Mark.
And if time allows, I'll give you a brief update as to some of the activities of the authority.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mark Roby is from Watertown and has been appointed by Governor Rounds to be a member of the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. Mark is a longtime businessman in the area, but also had a distinguished career with IBM. He is currently the publisher of the Watertown Public Opinion. And as part of further emphasis that Ellsworth Air Force Base and its economic impact is important to the entire state, it was very helpful to have a individual with his business background and awareness of process in the public sector available to this board and as a representative also of that important part of our state that is Watertown and the Northeast. So we would certainly appreciate your confirmation of his appointment.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Proponents? Opponents? Opponents? Questions? Close for committee discussion and interaction.
I'll move advice.
We have a motion, Senator Trebek-Very. We have a second. We have a motion. We have a second. Oh, Senator Roden. Yeah, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there a discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidebrum.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Trebek-Very.
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Senator Dempster?
Aye.
That then brings us to the appointment of Gary Grittner.
Gary Grittner drove all the way from Fort Pierre to be with us today. I think we should acknowledge his presence, and we thank Gary for being here. Gary is a retired member of the Naval Reserve, had a distinguished career as an advisor to the Navy in the Pentagon. Gary has retired back to South Dakota. He is very involved with his local community, has experience on planning and zoning boards, also in areas of wastewater treatment. As you remember, that is one of the targets for the Development Authority is to build a new wastewater treatment plant. And we certainly have appreciated his expertise and his passion for South Dakota and for this particular endeavor. And so with we certainly would recommend your approval of his appointment.
Well spoken, proponents.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Grant.
I think we ought to give Mr. Grittner the opportunity to say hello and introduce himself if he would.
Mr. Grittner, would you be kind enough to join us?
Members of the committee, I'm Gary Grittner, and
Gary.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to say hello and to introduce myself. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to serve on the Ellsworth Development Authority and to serve my new state of South Dakota, although I did spend a lot of time on the East Coast, including close to the Pentagon. My heart has always been in the Midwest. We've owned property in the Aberdeen area for about 30 years, so I'm not exactly a newcomer to the state, but I'm certainly looking forward to helping the effort, not only of Ellsworth directly, but what I call the military sector in South Dakota, which is certainly beyond just the boundary of Ellsworth Air Force Base and that immediate area. So anything I can do, I'm more than happy to help with that. And thank you for the opportunity to say hello.
Great. Thank you. Other proponents? Opponents? Questions, members of the committee? Close for discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, well, I would have loved to spend some time asking Mr. Grittner several questions. We'll move along. I would move advice and consent.
We have a motion, Senator Gray. We have a second, Senator Roden. We have a motion. We have a second as a discussion. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbeckberry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like to call the next
continue.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Should I begin with another one?
Yes, if you would. Yeah.
I'll offer up for nomination, Mr. Chairman, Bruce Rampelberg. And Bruce Rampelberg has been appointed by the governor as the chairman of the Ellsworth Development Authority. The legislation that you passed last year provides for that. I think many of you know Bruce. He's been, never ceased to amaze me how many boards he's been on or is on based on his character and his leadership abilities. Bruce is passionate about Ellsworth and the military. Having also been a banker in North Dakota, he was very involved with the Air Force bases up there, and he never ceases to amaze me in the names he drops about a general or a secretary or someone that's involved with the military. So he brings a tremendous amount of awareness, institutional knowledge, and passion for the economic impact of Ellsworth, but also a very sensitive mindset towards property owners and the process of doing good things within South Dakota. So very strong recommendation for his approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions? Close for committee discussion and action. Senator Olson. We have a motion, Senator Olson. We have a second, Senator
Hansen.
Senator, what did I say? Yeah, Senator Hansen. We have a second, Senator Olson. That's what I thought that I heard. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbeckberry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Motion passes. Appointment of Mark Johnston.
Yes, sir. Many of you know Mark Johnston as the former press secretary of Governor Rounds, now in senior management at Sanford Merit Health. Some of you may not know that he is also a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard. So bringing both a broad perspective of state affairs and state government, clearly very involved with the eastern part of our state as a community leader in Sioux Falls, but seems to be in Rapid City at the National Guard on a regular basis and clearly understands the interaction of military families and their purposes and goals. He brings really a lot to the table in a number of areas and, again, very passionate about the military and the economic impact of Ellsworth Air Force Base. Mr. Johnson was the governor's point man for dealing with the BRAC in 2005 from the administration side, and certainly has a long history in support of our endeavors. We certainly recommend his approval.
Great. Thank you. Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions? Close for committee discussion and or action. Motion, Senator Roden. Second, Senator Abdallah. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidepram.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turek-Berry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye. Motion passes. Appointment of Stanley Porch.
Mr. Chairman, Stanley Porch is a third-generation rancher from the Wombly-Jackson County area. He has served distinguishedly on a number of state and national boards, both the South Dakota Wheat Commission and the chairman of the National Wheat Growers Association. Has traveled the world, very, very aware of the process of leadership and providing oversight to very important aspects of our economy and our community. The governor, I think, wanted to make sure that there was a rural individual on this board that could truly understand the issues of land rights and land development, and certainly Stanley, as a third-generation rancher, brings that to the table, and he's been a tremendous asset in our early efforts here so far, and certainly recommend his appointment.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions, members of the committee? Close for discussion and or action. Senator Olson. Senator Hansen. God. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Senator Gray. We have a motion. We have a second. Discussion. Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidepram.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turek-Berry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye. Motion passes. To Jeff Erickson.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Erickson is, I'm sure, known by many of you as also the Chief Executive Officer of Great Western Banks, not only here in South Dakota, but in the United States. Jeff has also a role in a lot of economic development groups, including the South Dakota Banking Commission, the Ready Fund, and others. Jeff brings a tremendous business mindset to the efforts of the Ellsworth Development Authority. Much of what we'll be doing is really in the area of business, of acquiring properties, building facilities like a utility, doing things that will be related to financing and transactional. And Jeff has been a tremendous contributor to the business aspects of the Ellsworth Development Authority, clearly well-known within the state and knows a lot of people within the state and able to champion Ellsworth Air Force Base as an area of critical state concern. Certainly recommend his appointment.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions, members of the committee? Close for discussion and or action. Yes. Senator Abdallah. We have a motion, Senator Abdallah.
Second.
We have a second, Senator Turek-Berry. Motion, second. Is there discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidepram.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turek-Berry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye. That then brings us to the appointment of Glenn Kane.
Mark? Mr. Chairman, Glenn Kane is a longtime resident of the Black Hills and a businessman along the Box Elder I-90 corridor, is a housing developer. On an anecdotal basis, I think he's been at every city council meeting of the Box Elder City Council over the last 5 years, certainly well-known and well-respected within his community of business, and brings a tremendous amount of institutional knowledge about the issues that help that are surround Ellsworth Air Force Base in terms of compatible civilian development, very passionate for both the economic impact of Ellsworth and the people of the Box Elder I-90 corridor and the area that surrounds Ellsworth, and just a tremendous individual, and certainly recommend his appointment.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Proponents? Opponents? Questions? close for committee discussion and/or action. Senator Roden, motion. Second, Senator Hansen. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there a discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Senator Hansen?
Aye.
Senator Heideprim?
Aye.
Senator Knutson? Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Roden?
Aye.
Senator Turegberry?
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Senator Dempster?
Aye. Motion passes. Mark, spend just a couple minutes. Tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. Just a year ago, we were here, and this committee played an important role at recommending the creation of the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. Since refined my pitch down to this, that as you establish the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority to make sure that South Dakota was a great home for the NSF and the DOE to conduct its important science and research mission at Homestake, we are committed to making sure that South Dakota is always a great place for the Department of Defense to conduct its mission to defend our nation at Ellsworth Air Force Base. You also knew last year that we did not ask for any appropriations. We are not here for any appropriations this year. And with the support of the private sector in the form of the Future Foundation, we've been providing administrative support to the Ellsworth Development Authority since its inception in July. With that, I have been appointed the executive director of the Ellsworth Development Authority. So I put that hat on proudly today to work with my colleague Ron Wheeler and the administration and this board to move forward that mission. A couple quick anecdotes of note is that as Barrick Gold gave to the Science and Technology Authority land to pursue its mission, the Air Force has transferred through federal legislation 170 acres of prime real estate to the Ellsworth Development Authority. It's been signed by the president, and we'll be using that property to advance the economic impact of Ellsworth Air Force Base. When monetized, use those funds to help with our budget and cost of doing our things. We are also, the Future Foundation's contribution of my time will be being used to establish a match for what we hope is a second grant from the Department of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment, which will assist in our overhead expenses. And finally, the Department of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment has every other year a national convention that involved defense communities from all over the United States. And over 850 attendees were invited and expenses paid. And they invited 9 South Dakotans to attend, including both of our mayors, Box Elder and Rapid City, representatives of Meade County and Paynton County, representatives of the Air Force, and members of our board. I was asked to give 2 presentations, one on compatible civilian development on a panel of 3, and then I was also honored to represent you as a discussion about what states are doing to help their military industry and endeavors like Air Force bases advance. And I was honored to present what you had accomplished, what this, the legislature and the governor have accomplished in forming this entity, and we were very well received. And we came back feeling very proud of what South Dakota is about and our efforts together. So we continue down that path. We have applications in to build a wastewater treatment plant and to pursue other things. We've had our first public meeting in December and had an open forum with comments from the audience, and we feel like we've made a very first good step in terms of working with the community and local jurisdictions to continue that vision of Ellsworth always being a great place for the Department of Defense to conduct its mission. Finally, in the arena of jobs, 5,000 plus federal paychecks are things that we can't afford to lose, and we'd certainly like to see that get back to where they once were with as many as 10,000. So this is all fitting together very nicely, and proud to serve and work with this board that the governor has appointed.
Mark, thank you for your graciousness, and thank you for your skill.
Thank you very much.
That then moves us to appointments to the confirmations to the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. Do we have proponents? First is Mike Trikowski.
Thank you, Chairman Dempster and members of the committee. My name is Hunter Roberts with the Department of Tourism and State Development.
Welcome, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you. I'd like to speak in support of Chairman Trikowski. He is the current chair of the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. He brings invaluable utility experience to the group. He's a retired utility exec that lives out in the Black Hills. His retirement has been a great advantage to the board. He's been able to put tons and tons of hours into the board's activities. And I guess with that, I'd just like to recommend that you confirm him.
Additional proponents? Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions? Close for committee discussion and or action. We have a motion, Senator Gray. We have a second. From Senator Olson, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbeckberry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye. Mr. Roberts.
Okay, thank you. Once again, I'm up here to speak on behalf of the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority and the Department of Tourism and State Development in support of the confirmation of Ray Wall. Ray is an electrical engineer that works at Missouri River Energy Services in Sioux Falls. He is certainly known regionally as a leader in electrical engineer stuff, very tuned in on what's going on with transmission in this region, sits on a lot of different boards, and is going to be a very valuable tool for the Energy Infrastructure Authority. With that, I just recommend his confirmation.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions? Close for committee discussion and or action. Senator. Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we advise and consent.
We have a motion. Second. We have a second from Senator Roden. We have a motion. We have a second. Additional discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim.
Aye.
Senator Knutson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbeckberry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye. Thank you. That then brings us to the confirmation as the Assistant Adjutant General, AIR. Your proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm retired Colonel Steve Harding, Deputy Secretary of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome, Steve.
And Colonel Shanks wanted to be here today. He actually, for the scheduled hearing last Friday, he drove up on Thursday to take part in. Personally, he got here just in time to find out it was canceled. And so he turned around and went back. This week, he couldn't be here. He's at NORAD, actually, for training in Colorado that he simply couldn't miss. So I'm here on his behalf. Colonel Shanks is currently the commander of the 114th Fighter Wing Maintenance Group with the Air National Guard in Sioux Falls. I believe you have his biography in your packet, so I won't sit here and read it to you. I would like to point out just a few things, though, for Colonel Shanks. He's had an exemplary career as a soldier. He's actually had 14 years of enlisted service before he went to officer school to get his commission. He was commissioned as second lieutenant in November of 1987. As I say, after 14 years of enlisted service, went through all the commissioned officer ranks, was appointed full bird colonel in February of 2004. So I'm just here. I'm proud to be here on his behalf. He's an exemplary soldier. The Department of Military and Veterans Affairs supports his promotion to Brigadier General. And General Stephen Doolin, the State Adjutant General, also wanted me to express his support on Colonel Shanks' promotion. So I urge your support.
Great. Thank you. Additional proponents? Additional proponents? Opponents? Questions? Close for committee discussion and or action. Motion, Senator Abdallah. Second. Senator Gray, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim.
Aye.
Senator Knutson.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbeckberry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That then brings us to House Bill 1049. Brings us to House Bill 1049. Do we have proponents for House Bill 1049?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Neil Fulton from the Office of the Governor.
Mr. Fulton, you are welcome here.
Thank you, Senator. House Bill 1049 is a concept that
I believe most, if not all, of the members of the committee will be familiar with because they've seen it in some iteration in the past. It would simply do this. It would require that anyone named as director of the Division of Veterans Affairs within the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs have an honorable discharge. This is a bill that's been around, I think, at least twice, perhaps in three prior sessions. The administration has opposed it in the past simply and primarily because we had a man in the job, George Summerside, who had an issue regarding a second discharge that was less than honorable, and we felt he was the right man for the job and could do a good job. George recognized earlier this year that his status was kind of becoming a lightning rod. He left Military and Veteran Affairs and went to the Department of Human Services to administer a significant grant, about $11 million over 5 years, relating to drug and alcohol addiction. The SPIF-SIG grant, and I apologize for not remembering the acronym, but some of you will have heard about that from Secretary Hofer. When George made that decision, Military and Veterans Affairs and our office sat down and had some discussion about whether it was time to just get this issue off the table, and we think it is. So we brought forward House Bill 1049 to simply move this issue off the table. Two relevant parts of the bill, last two lines, provide that no person who has received a less than honorable discharge or separation from the armed services of the United States may be appointed as director. We think that closes that door up. Other change that I would point out that is relevant is we've stricken the reference to wartime veteran and made a reference to SDCL section 3317.1. That chapter is the reference for benefits eligibility, and if you go back and look at it, it requires service, qualifying military service under 3317.2, which then enumerates basically every armed conflict since World War I forward. The reason we did that is we didn't want to get into some kind of debate about what wartime meant, whether the current war against terror qualifies without a specific congressional declaration of war. We used a reference that we're using for benefits eligibility, and that just seemed cleanest. And if we're cleaning up ambiguity, we wanted to do it on all fronts. So that's the purpose of the bill and the intent, and Mr. Chairman, I'd stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Fulton. Do we have other proponents? Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. My name is Dennis Brendan. I'm the state adjutant and registered lobbyist for the American Legion Department of South Dakota.
Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you. South Dakota American Legion has approximately 24,000 members. I'm a combat veteran having served a tour of duty in Vietnam, and I am an honorably discharged veteran from the United States Marine Corps. I appear before you today to speak in favor of House Bill 1049. The American Legion feels the individual serving as director of the Division of Veterans Affairs should have nothing but honorable discharges. The director is invited to attend conferences and conventions of the major service organizations and must be someone of character and integrity in whom the veterans of South Dakota can look up to. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the American Legion asks for your support in House Bill 1049. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gary Knudsen. I'm the past department commander of South Dakota, and I'm a registered lobbyist with the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Department of South Dakota. We are here, and we will support this bill as it is written. There were a few things that we would probably have liked to have added to this, but for the way it's written today, we will support it. Thank you.
Welcome, Gary, and thank you for your testimony. Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dennis Fole, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the DAV, Department of South Dakota, and also I'm a Vietnam service-connected infantry combat vet who received an honorable discharge, and also a retiree of 20-plus years with the South Dakota National Guard.
Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you. On behalf of the DAV, organization of 5,300 plus members. It is my privilege to inform you that as an organization, we are in favor of this bill, but at the same time would like it to see it amended to include all employees of the Division of Veterans Affairs plus all employees of the Network of County and Tribal Veteran Service Officers. With that, I want to thank you for your support, and if there's any questions, I would field them at this time.
Thank you for your testimony. Do we have other proponents? Other proponents? Questions for proponents? Senator Barbieri.
Mr. Fulton, why is the language at the end of line 5 being stricken that specifically says that the director is the executive head of the division? Is that intended to be a substantive change?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Trebek, no, not to my knowledge. I think that is just cleanup, and I don't know if Mr. Ortbon remembers if that's something LRC did or we did, but I certainly don't read it or intend it to be a substantive change.
So notwithstanding the passage of this bill, the director of the Division of Veterans Affairs would still be recognized by the administration as the executive head of that division?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Beckberry, yes, he would be the division director.
Questions, proponents? Questions, proponents? Do we have opponents of House Bill 1049? Opponents of House Bill 1049? Questions, members of the committee, for opponents or for proponents? Close for committee discussion and action. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the sad part of this bill, it's about 2 years late. If you recall, last year we had a lot of heartache and bad feelings between the executive branch and the veterans throughout the state, and many veterans, and there was no really reason to postpone that thing and let it go for 2 years and let the feelings fester. I'm glad to see both sides come together now, and while it may not be a perfect bill, it's a step in the right direction, and therefore I move to pass.
We have a motion from Senator Abdullah. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second from Senator Heidepum. Additional discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Green.
Well, I really debated long and hard about whether to support this or not. For some reason, we've been able to get by without it for many decades. I didn't support it last year. I wouldn't have supported it the year before if I saw it. I thought it was a frontal attack on George Summerside, whom I did consider and still consider an honorable man. Having said that, I'm going to let bygones be bygones and get this behind us and support it.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there additional discussion? Motion, second, additional discussion. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heidepram.
Aye.
Senator Knutson.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Roden.
Aye.
Senator Turbeck-Berry.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Motion passes. Ask for a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
We have a motion. Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? We stand adjourned.